Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. City officials joining us here on the radio this morning. City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Ushiretti, and Mayor Pro Tem, soon to be Mayor Wynn Butler, here on In Focus. City does meet at 7 o'clock tonight, and again, you can attend. It's limited to 29 seating here at City Hall. You can also easily stream these, cityofmhk.com/TV. The Facebook page works great, and of course, Cox Cable Channel 3 for those of you who have ability to go that route. The meeting tonight, kind of a short general agenda. We'll get into that here in a moment, but we can start with the consent agenda. There's some old business, and there's also some new business. And Mr. Fear, if you want to take over and just kind of go over some of that, I know one thing for sure is the Diversity and Equity and Inclusion Task Force will be discussed.
Sure, and so the process here, because of the reorganization, is there's some carryover items that the previous commission and certainly the mayor was involved with, and I'll just let the mayor talk a little bit about the effort to establish the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Task Force.
Sure, but before I do that, I just want to make sure, is Channel 3 working this evening?
I was going to clarify that we've been making some adjustments in the room, and unfortunately, we're not able to televise tonight on Cox, but our other venues of the city's website and Facebook are available.
Okay, we'll make a note of that. We'll share that online here in just a bit on
Thank
social
you.
Media. All right, Mayor, go ahead. You want to talk about the task force?
Manhattan Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Task Force, I had brought it up back in January, and then everything else was going on with the pandemic that I brought it up again back in December. I think this came, during that time the Black Lives Matter movement was happening, and there was just a lot of discussion happening in our community, and we felt, we need to look at some things a little bit closer. I think Manhattan, as I've always said, is a wonderful community. I love living here and making it my home. But if we're going to compete with our surrounding communities, such as Topeka or Wichita, whatever it might be, they are looking at diversity and inclusion and equity much closer. And they do have committees or agencies already in that process. Kansas State University is a primary employer, as well as USD 383, and both of them have made it their priority, and they have initiatives and programs in place as well. So this is to have about 20-25 people from different organizations. We have Tanya Gonzalez and Corey Williamson will be co-chairing it, and they have a lot of experience in diversity, equity, and inclusion areas, and to bring forth ideas, compile ideas, initiatives, and programs for not only the city, but for the community, organizations, businesses, and such to incorporate. I think if we're going to try to recruit and retain people to come to Manhattan, we need to address some of those issues and make it a priority for us as well. So I think those are the discussions that are going to be happening. There's a variety of groups involved in it, from the international community, from the LGBT community, religion, school districts, age, a whole variety of sectors that are underrepresented in some of the decisions we make. There's also the Chamber of Commerce. Jason Smith will be on there, and several the USD 383 has a committee on diversity and inclusion, so they have a representative. We have Human Rights and Services Advisory Board for the City of Manhattan. They also will have a representative on there. So that will be on the consent agenda, and they will go from there. And it's a 1 year. It's not going on forever. They will discuss at their meetings, come back with ideas and recommendations at the end of the year, and we will move on from there. So,
all right. I know this is kind of your brainchild here. You kind of brought this to the commission, and kudos to you for doing that here. I know that these kind of issues are definitely something that a lot of folks will be interested in hearing more about. Any other comments from anyone else here on the consent agenda?
So then we'll have the reorganization, and then we have the normal consent agenda for the new business. A couple highlights on that particular one, as you mentioned previously, Brandon, is a contract, asking the commission to approve a contract with Planning Next out of Columbus, Ohio, to perform our strategic planning services and be the facilitator of that. And so they've lined out that agreement and kind of a timeline for completing that. And you'll be hearing, assuming the commission approves that tonight, we'll be moving forward with that process for input from the commission, as well as kind of a retreat with the commission that's certainly eligible to public, and then also public process for input. Again, the strategic plan is really to focus somewhat on our own internal organization as an entity, and what are the priorities from a budgeted and services standpoint, but also in the community in general, and what are the priorities for the community. So that feedback from the community is going to be an important part of the process. Looking at having a draft plan with some recommendations within the first 6 months of the year. So by the end of June, so if there's some budget implications that come out of that, those could be considered for potential inclusion in the 22 budget.
All right.
As far as other items on there, we're asking the commission to renew the process for engineer on call. This is an RFQ for those professional services that are $1.5 million and less. It's a process that's worked out well for us, where we ask firms to submit interest for water projects, wastewater projects, stormwater projects, and transportation projects. And those firms are then ranked and go through a sequence of services. So they get up to the top, and then they rotate as to who's next on the particular list for those particular services. Commission also has a benefit district petition from developer up in the Highlands subdivision that's up in the Grand Mere area for an extension of an existing street, pretty small unit expansion, and 100% to the benefit district. Those are the key ones, I think, on the consent. And then we also have a request for the Martin Luther King Jr. Committee to consider renaming 17th Street to in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. and renaming it officially to Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. Back in 2006, there was a similar effort. That effort ultimately came to a designation of the 17th as Martin Luther King Memorial Way, and there was some signage associated with that. So it didn't officially change the name of the street, which has some processes as far as people having to change addresses and, you know, stationery, business cards, that sort of thing. And so looking for direction from the commission based on the request, and then the next process, it takes about 90 days roughly to go through that process, to pass an ordinance to rename it, to have to notice all the folks along that live along there, or own property along there. And so that process would begin. The commission moves forward with that tonight. Okay. And the request is to rename 17th Street from Fort Riley Boulevard to Anderson. However, 17th Street actually goes through all the way to Claflin, so it goes into campus. And so one of those issues is, like on our 911 system and our GIS, all of those facilities are addressed by that 17th Street address. So all of that needs to be adjusted. And I know K-State has written a letter in support of they're willing to support that effort and okay with changing those names for the facilities that they have along 17th Street on campus.
Okay. I got to take a break, but we'll come in. We'll come back and we'll get your guys' thoughts on the renaming of that and whether that should go forward or not. Coming up on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.